This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has in fact been defeated at its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the U.S. will have a role ahead.
Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support, and some type of supplies and arms. And this is a model for letting the local actors do the fighting and the securing, but supporting them.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew are being evacuated off a cruise ship after it sent out a Mayday call Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a Mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people have died and more than 30 were wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show making the traditional New Year celebrations. Authorities say the explosions happened in the capital of the volatile Helmand province. This is VOA.